My grandparents reared their children in church, impressing the importance of praying and instilling in them the love of God. Both my paternal and maternal grandmothers were the spiritual matriarch of their respective homes, imparting spiritual blessings through the generations. My early years of spiritual development started in the Catholic Church, then to an Episcopal church as a teenager. I am truly appreciative of my traditional religious background; it served me well growing up. However, as life presented downfalls, failures, letdowns, griefs and sorrows, I felt the need for more. I needed to know who I really am and, more so, who God says I am. A few years ago, a good friend of mine invited me to Maranatha Global Ministries, a Holy Ghost-led church. Under the spiritual leadership of Apostle Papaya and Rev. Abraham, my spirit was awakened to who I really am, thus fostering an intimate relationship with my Maker. I became aware of the importance of being spirit-led. The Bible was no longer a storybook; I began interpreting it as my spiritual ancestral lineage. This spiritual awakening birthed the unveiling of the Spirit in me. Discerning that the Spirit that dwells in us steers us through life as heirs of God's kingdom was exhilarating, and I felt my soul exonerated. We are now citizens of His kingdom, and the Holy Spirit is our counselor, provider, helper, and the one we seek wisdom and guidance from. He is now the watchkeeper of our souls. As I meditated on this, it was revealed that since God is in us, it would behoove us to live from the inside out, being filled with love, peace, joy, faithfulness, gratefulness, and forgiveness. With this revelation came a spiritual revolution. When you renew your mind through His Word, you leave this natural government and graduate to a kingdom government. As an heir, you are who God says you are, and not what society dictates or what their stereotypes depict. In God's realm, you have His Word that professes His promises for you, guides and directs you through this life that you can depend on. One evening, while submerged in the Word, I envisioned myself praying on my knees, on a prayer pad. Whilst on my knees in this reverential pose, I received and felt an intimate nod from God, as if that pose pleased Him. The next morning, I searched online for a personal prayer pad with no avail, which catapulted me on this Righteous Rituals prayer pad journey. As this image became clearer and clearer, I began to vividly see God's people on their knees praying together as a family, a community, a nation, and even globally. This praying position really has a way of connecting us to our source. As we surrender ourselves before Him, we recognize that our internal light longs to be reconnected to its primary light source. We need to pray spirit to spirit. According to scriptures, our fight is not with flesh and blood, but with spiritual forces of evil. So, let's win this spiritual battle together. Come on, let us fight all our battles on our knees. Pray, praise, worship. I invite you to embark on this journey, so that we can spiritually uplift family units, neighborhoods, nations, and the world. If this personal prayer pad blesses you, please pray it forward and bless a loved one, a lost soul, a family member, and/or a ministry. In good faith and abundant blessings. From our spirit to yours. Righteous Rituals. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before our Maker. Psalm chapter 95 verse 6.